My name is Nahum Siegel. Welcome to Buy the Book every single week. In its first run form on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, we get an opportunity to check out what's new out there in the world of Jewish publishing, courtesy of our friends at Koren Publications. Check out korenpub.com, korenpub.com. Today we have a unique opportunity to spend time with two special guests who are with us via telephone. In front of me are the following. I have the brand new Magerman edition Sidur Koren Layiladim. This is the Magerman edition Koren Children's Sidur, an illustrated Sidur of refer reflection, connection, and learning. And I have both the Sephardic edition, or the Nusach Sfard, I guess we'd call it, and the Nusach Ashkenaz edition here in front of me. Different colors to make it easier for people to distinguish between the two. I also have the Sidur Koren Anit Tfilah. The Koren Anit Tfilah Sidur, which is a weekly Sidur for reflection, connection, and learning. And this one looks like a more of a comprehensive volume. Obviously, our guests will be able to shed more light on these new publications. Daniel Rose is the series editor of the brand new Magerman edition of the Koren Educational Sidur series. Jay Goldmintz is author of the brand new Magerman edition of the Koren Anit Tfilah Sidur for inquiring high school students and thoughtful adults. The launch of the Koren Magerman Educational Sidurim signals a refreshing new approach to tefillah education in the school, home, and synagogue. The series consists of four different Sidurim, each appropriately designed for its developmental stage of the day school journey and beyond. The Koren Magerman Educational Sidurim emphasize the critical foundations of reflection, connection, and learning, creating an impactful prayer experience that places God and the user at its center. The series is launched in partnership with Yeshiva University. The Sidur has an educator's companion and the Anit Tfilah Sidur for high school students. They are now all available. As I mentioned, we have two guests today. Dr. Daniel Rose was born and raised in London, studied at Yeshivat HaMiftar. He's taught in a number of formal and informal educational settings, including the Greenfield Hebrew Academy in Atlanta, B'nai Hakshara programs, and the Jewish Agency. Currently serves as Director of Educational Projects at Koren Publishers Jerusalem. In this capacity, he's the series editor and project manager of the Koren Magerman Educational Sidur series. Dr. Daniel Rose, welcome to the Nahum Siegel Network.
Thank you, Nahum. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Nice to have you here. Rabbi Dr. Jay Goldmintz is with us as well, veteran teacher and administrator in Jewish day school education, received his ordination from the Rabbi Isaac Elchanan Theological Seminary and doctorate from Azrieli. He was a teacher and administrator at the Ramaz School in New York City for over 30 years and is currently an adjunct professor at Azrieli and the author of the brand new Magerman edition of the Koren Anit Tfilah Sidur, a Sidur of reflection, connection, and learning. Rabbi Dr. Goldmintz, welcome to the Nahum Siegel Network.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to have you both here. Thank you for joining us. All right, so Daniel Rose, Dr. Rose, we'll start with you. There is a new Magerman edition of the Koren Educational Sidur series, an entire series. Why? Why was it felt it was necessary to add this to the amazing collection of Sidurim that we have?
Okay, well, so first of all, you have to call me Daniel. Only my mother calls me Dr. Rose.
Understood.
But let me try and tell you the background. Koren is always interested in finding new and innovative avenues within the tefillah world. And, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with the beautiful products that are helping people with Davon all around the world. So when it comes to schools, as an educator, and I'm sure other governments would agree with me, tefillah education is one of the most challenging aspects of Jewish day school education from first grade through to 12th grade. When I arrived in Atlanta with my family on a period of shichut to teach there in the group of Hebrew Academy, I was amazed that my children were given the Shiloh Sidur, the very same Sidur that I was given 35 years previously as my first Sidur, which means that nothing really has changed in tefillah education in 35 years, and my head of school there, Rabbi Lee Buckman, assured me that he also learned to daven from that same Sidur, which means we're talking about 50 years at least. And the Shiloh Sidur is a great Sidur. I don't want to disparage that Sidur, but it's really an adult Sidur. The only thing that makes it a children's Sidur appropriate for a day school context is that it has large print and it has line numbers.
Right.
At Corin, we figured that there was just this amazing opportunity for something more, to create a siddur that would help the child engage in tefillah as more than just an exercise in Hebrew literacy, but rather a spiritual and emotional experience. So we started at that point.
And the first one that's released, which, I mean, again, I don't know the order or exactly how the project is going to work. You could explain that to us if you wish. But the first one that's released is really a very youthful Siddur, or one that's geared to a very youthful crowd. Not the one that, not sort of with the same audience that the one you described that you learned with. But this is really meant for a very, very young crowd. Am I right?
Exactly. So we more for reasons of practicality than logic, we launched this month the very first siddur in the series and the fourth siddur, the final siddur in the series, but not for, as I say, any logical reason. So the first siddur is really for kindergarten, first and second grade, and it doesn't look anything like that Shiloh siddur or the art school siddur that a lot of schools use. It doesn't look like any other real siddur that anyone's ever seen before. It's really much more of a educational resource than a siddur. Well, let's say it's both, because we really wanted to maintain its integrity as a siddur as well.
Yeah, if you asked me, and I don't know if this is an insult or not, I think it's an entertaining siddur, but I guess it's meant to be that way, right?
I think I'd rather use the word engaging than entertaining, but I know what you mean.
I got you. I mean, the illustrations are brilliant, and the type is great, and obviously, because of the way it's laid out, I think there's a way of conveying a great sense of accomplishment to the young students when they, you know, get past page after page. You'd agree with that, correct?
Absolutely. And, but more than just literacy and tefillah, which is obviously very important, but there are other places in the day school curriculum where a child learns Hebrew literacy. This is really about, reinstating spirituality and God and the child's emotional and spiritual experience as the center of the tefillah experience, rather than the siddur being the center of the experience or Hebrew being the center of the experience.
I wonder what the accomplishment is for a kindergartner or a first grader. I guess you couldn't really interview them for this project, but you probably could interview their moras and those who are responsible for teaching them tefillah. I guess the accomplishment is, or the good feeling about tefillah would be when they learn something by heart, or when they become proficient in the reading of it, or if something meaningful, you know, when I'm thinking of Moda'ani or other prayers that might be meaningful to them in terms of their daily routine, right? I mean, they're not gaining spiritually in the sense that kids who are older than them would, but nonetheless, that feeling of accomplishment is a very important part to the tefillah process and learning about it.
So I hear what you're saying, absolutely, but the terminology, the language you used lent itself more appropriately for skills acquisition, which is
right.
Definitely a part of tefillah.
Right.
But I think we're looking at something more than that. And I don't want you to underestimate, look, I'm actually in my professional experience, I'm a high school educator.
Right.
And every time I ask Rabbi Goldman for advice on my siddur, he would be quick to tell me that he's also a high school educator. So, and it's tough for us, and that's why I had to speak to a lot of early childhood educators. And I have my own children this age. I don't think we should underestimate the sophistication of thought that a six-year-old actually has. In fact, I sat with my six-year-old and three of his friends, these four little Israeli kids. I mean, they're Israeli-American, Israeli-Anglo.
Right.
But they had more literacy and comfortable, and they were more comfortable with the Hebrew text than your average diaspora six-year-old. And so we weren't really talking about that. And the level of the discussion was amazing to me, that they really can have a tremendous ability in abstract thought. And look, the spiritual experiences, I don't think I'm in a position to really understand or decide what that could be or should be for any age. But the experience I have with these four little six-year-olds was mind-blowing. And
right.
I think that's something that is too easy for a tefillah educator to give up on and to say, well, look, skills acquisition, we can measure it and we can see it and
right.
we can give it to the child very easily. I think that there's much more to tefillah, and there should be much more.
Yeah,
point. That's what we try to achieve.
Yeah, point well taken. Having sat in shul this past Shabbat with my eight-year-old, point well taken. There's no question that I can appreciate what you're saying. Daniel Rose, a series editor of the brand new Koren Educational Sitter series, will speak with Ajay Goldmintz in just a moment. He'll join our conversation. And by the way, I'm not underestimating anything, Daniel Rose. When I first saw this, which was about a week ago when it got into my home, The first thing I said is every Jewish kid has to have it. And that was not on the air. That was off the air. So you can imagine that it made quite an impression on me that this is an amazing resource for young kids to get right into the area of tefillah.
Well, it's great to hear, and I can tell you that it's definitely the plan of my boss. He wants every Jewish child to have one of them.
There you go.
Whatever we can do to make that happen, that would be great.
So just for a second before we get to Jay, for a moment, if the first is the one I allude to, the first in the series is Koran for Children, and again, you know, appeals, as you said, kindergarten, first grade, etc. And if the final one, or the fourth, is the one that we'll speak about in a moment, which is this Anit Tefillah, a Koran sitter, what would be the second and third? What would be the middle contributions to this series?
So we identified four developmental stages within a day school student's journey. And the first stage was until second grade, and then we will, please God, have a year from now, a third through to fifth grade, what you'd call, I guess, the upper grades of elementary education. And then we'll have a middle school sitter, which will be sixth to eighth grade, and then we have the Anit Tefillah, which is 9 through 12.
Is this something that only would work today? I understand that, you know, there's a tremendous financial commitment and a lot of people out there who back projects like this. In this case, maybe exclusively one or two people who are backing a project like this. But years ago, in the Shiloh Sitter days, as you alluded to, it would be very difficult to sell to the world of publishing that you need four different Sidurim to appeal to that entire age range, correct? This is something that really only can come into the days of specialty of 2014.
You're 100% right, and this is going to be one of our biggest challenges, because what we're really asking is for a paradigm shift in approach. But I'd really like to say, this is my tagline, is that we don't give a first grader an AP textbook in calculus, and we say to that first grader, you know what, you'll get there, so this will last you your whole day school journey.
Right.
We don't. We give him a first grade math textbook. And that's really what we're asking schools and parents to invest in. But it seems, as an educator and as a parent, it seems strange to me that we're giving children, six-year-old children, a full siddur, which is not appropriate for their needs at that age. So you're right, it is a big commitment, and it's about how seriously we want to take full education.
You know, the more you talk about it, the more I see the revolutionary capabilities of this project. I mean, this could really be something that that does change the course of study, and to many, it is a course of study of tefillah among our children. Jay Goldman is with us via telephone as well, author of the brand new Magerman edition of the Koran, Anit Tefillah Sitter, for inquiring high school students and thoughtful adults. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to speak with you. So this is, as we just heard, the fourth in the series, what will end up being four. Now, to me, this weekday sitter looks somewhat familiar to other Koran Sidurim and other Koran Tefillah projects that we've seen in the past, but it says here that it's geared to high school students and thoughtful adults. So tell us, what are the distinctions of this volume?
There are a lot of differences, actually. The words themselves remain the same, courtesy of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the commentary and a number of aspects of the layout that make it so radically different. The commentary is essentially really four commentaries that are scattered throughout the work, each one with a different focus in mind. One of them that we call Beiur Tefillah is designed to address the meanings of words and phrases, what Daniel labeled the sort of micro-understanding of the text. Another commentary is called Iyun Tefillah, which examines more sort of philosophical and theological issues. Another is Hilchot Tefillah, examining some of the laws and customs associated with different tefillot as they appear. And the last one, from which the name of the sitter takes its name, is Anit Tefillah, which is an attempt to enable and encourage the person praying to make a personal connection to the tefillah. The Anit Tefillah section is made up of stories, anecdotes, quotes, questions that are designed to try to get them to stop and to ask themselves, really, what does this mean to me personally?
I mean, just brilliant. Some of the things I've seen already in that Anit Tefillah section, just fantastic in terms of trying to help somebody, a youthful person or even older, relate to it these days. Tell me first about the format. It looks to me, especially when looking at the Shmona Esrei, which is the center of our tefillah, it looks to me that there's essentially one bracha per page. Is that how it goes? Was that done purposely or simply for space requirements? It had to be done that way.
So actually, it's done differently for each one of the tefillot. In Shacharit, there is one bracha on every page with precisely that purpose in mind, namely to get people to slow down, to be able to focus on an individual bracha, and there's a commentary on that bracha. When you get to Mincha, there is similarly only one bracha on each page, but the rest of the page is left blank. This is in response to a request that I've had from kids over the past, or you've heard from educators, about giving people the ability to write in their own commentary, to create their own commentary, either by writing it directly into the Sidur or alternatively to use post-it notes or the like as one's needs and priorities change, and to put that into Mincha. And in Ma'ariv, one has a traditional sort of sequential text that goes straight from beginning to end. Right. The difference here is also that each one of these is interchangeable. That is to say that if you're in the mood one day to just focus on your own tefillot, then you can use the text of Mincha for Shacharit, and we have inserted in the appropriate places all of the changes that one would make for Shacharit or vice versa for Mincha. So, for example, for those who are familiar, the tefillah of Shalom Rav would appear in, or Sim Shalom, would appear in all of them in order to accommodate somebody who's using it for that particular tefillah, together with instructions just to make sure that somebody doesn't mess up along the way.
You know how many different thoughts are going through my mind now just in terms of a kid or a young adult when it comes to tefillah? One of the things I'm thinking about is that Shacharis seems to be, I don't know if people find it more of an obligation or it's easier for them to get into the Shacharis prayer because it's early in the morning and their day hasn't started yet. There's probably thousands of analyses that we can make regarding that. But Mincha can be difficult, especially for a youngster. Mincha can be difficult to as we say, you know, get into or really make it part of an important spiritual experience. And it's interesting you chose Mincha for the personal reflections or the personal parts that may help enhance that tefillah.
Hopefully. That's a reflection, too. Chazal recognized that, too. There's a midrash that suggests that each one of the three tefillot were established in order to parallel the different times of the day.
Right.
We're different in the morning than we are in the afternoon than we are in the evening. Our heads are in a different place. Our hearts are in a different place. And the tefillot are supposed to reflect that, and we thought that the layout of the siddur should reflect it as well.
Right, and our vit, I guess, because it's late in the day, five brachot per page is okay. That's just a little tongue-in-cheek, of course.
But only a little.
Only a little is right. There are a lot of teenagers in my home, and I pay careful attention to this whole group of teenagers that I see constantly, and it's fascinating to me how some of them are so into tefillah and others can do without it, so to speak. Are you sometimes intrigued by that whole topic of how some members of our youth have a really great dose of a spiritual experience while others seem to just not be able to focus on any of it?
Yeah, sure. I don't think anybody who's in Jewish education could not be intrigued by this or obsessed by it, depending on who you are.
Right.
This is a topic that I frankly am embarrassed to say came to relatively late in my career, and that is the notion of religious development, of how do you grow religiously. We think about kids growing cognitively, about kids growing morally, but nobody really thinks so much about kids growing religiously. And when you see differences among kids, so you say, you know, one kid is more mature than the next, or one is more religious than the next, but we never really stop to wonder how it is they got from point A to point B, and what moves kids to sort of off the continuum at times. And that's something that, thankfully, I think in Jewish education, many of us are much more attuned to than ever before, and I think in that sense, you're right, we've come a long way since the Shiloh days. Merely the fact that we can acknowledge that there is such a thing as development, and that a kid who's 12 is going to think very differently about the sitter or about anything else religious for that matter than a kid who's 16 or a kid who's 18 or a young adult or adult, that all of these reflect changes in our lives. And sometimes we've made the mistake in Jewish education of treating everybody sort of in a cookie cutter rather than trying to teach them, treat them and teach them more individually.
You know, the more both of you say about this project, the more I keep saying to myself, it's amazing it took till now for someone to actually pursue this. But this is this really can be revolutionary. And I wanted to mention one other thing specifically on the Anit Tefillah volume, Rabbi Goldmintz, and that is that I think a lot of parents, especially those who like to spend, you know, dinner time, Shabbos time, etc., whether it's, you know, saying something about the parsha or reviewing a halacha or a minug that, you know, might be interesting to bring up, especially in those homes where it's, you know, where it's clearly important to both parents and kids. I think sometimes it's difficult to bring up, Beor Tefillah or different aspects of how we daven, why we daven, or what we say, because it may be a little complicated or some of the commentaries may not be geared to, you know, youngsters sitting at the table. Here we have, different things. As I glance through it, I already see different things that are specifically geared to not only, you know, young adults, not only to teenagers and around that age group, but to, you know, to people who might want to incorporate their tefillah experience more into, you know, this modern day era. May make it a lot easier for parents to approach this topic with kids.
Certainly hope so. We think that a key part of this religious development process is one in which adults share with kids their own spiritual journeys or their own feelings. How do we learn what's right and wrong if not for our parents explaining it to us or explaining definitions of what right and wrong are in different contexts?
Or at least showing the kids that it's important to them.
Right. And how do we teach them religiously sort of what we believe or what a more sophisticated belief is or how we can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in certain ways unless we say it out loud? And unfortunately, you know, you spoke before about to Daniel a little bit about young kids being very spiritual. So there's a whole theory about theorists, a school of thought called spiritual child theorists who maintain that we're born spiritual and that as children we are very, very spiritual, and then over the course of time it's repressed or suppressed by society at large, and that it becomes this sort of forbidden topic that none of us really talk about out loud, and we become uncomfortable talking about it. And hopefully something like this Sidur can help open that up a little bit, both
right.
Between parents and kids and teachers and kids and kids and kids.
And what also might be valuable to mention is that we're fighting a battle out there because unlike in past decades, the atmosphere these days with the way the media portrays spirituality or the devotion to God, etc., that, you know, there's a battle against God from many different media sources. We know how powerful media and social media is these days. So just add that into the whole equation itself as well, and you get another reason why youngsters need a resource to be able to turn to authenticate or to legitimize their spiritual experience.
Right. On the flip side, I think we also know that there are a large number of people who are searching and who would love for some sort of connection. And in this society when everybody seems so connected up the wazoo with all of their devices, that there's also something that's missing from their lives. And the Sidur is a great place to convey to people that a different kind of connection is really possible.
Right. I'm still fascinated when I see these Yeshiva League teenagers, which ones are standing a 10-minute Shmona Esrei, which ones have no interest in davening. I'm sure in your experience at Ramaz and other places, you had the same thing, where you couldn't believe, you know, how certain students were devoted to the whole notion of tefillah, and others, including very intellectual ones, just, you know, were relatively uninterested.
Yeah, at the same time, it's so hard to know what's going on the inside, going on in somebody's insides. You know, Chazal call it Avodah Shebalev, service of the heart. And that's where it really does take place. And unfortunately, because we don't talk about it so much and we don't have these conversations with kids, so all that we're really left with is to judge it on the basis of externals.
Right.
So I can't tell you, even as a teacher, how many times, you know, I see a kid who's talking during davening or who's seems like they're totally unfocused, and you know, you just want to go over and address it with them in some way, or somebody else goes over to try to discipline them, and all of a sudden Shmona Esrei comes along, and you see that kid davening in a way that embarrasses you because it just seems filled with so much kavana. You never really know what's cooking on the inside.
Oh, it's so true. How long did this project take on the specific volume, this Ani Tefila Siddur? How long did it take?
A lifetime.
I can imagine. But you were first proposed to work on it. How long ago?
I think the lion's share of it has been within the past year, but as you could probably tell from a lot of the content, it's something that's sort of been percolating inside of me for a long time, because this is an area that's been challenging for Jewish educators for years. You get a small group of educators together and to talk honestly among themselves, and they'll all tell you that one of the most difficult parts of their day is tefillah.
Look, the first few minutes of this conversation woke me up to it. I didn't realize it myself, but now that both of you have pointed this out, and boy, is it true. Speaking in a fascinating conversation with both Rabbi Dr. Jay Goldmintz and Dr. Daniel Rose, we are talking about the brand-new Koren Magerman Educational Sidurim. It's a refreshing new approach to tefillah education in the school, the home, and the synagogue. Four different sidurim, and as you heard, we now understand exactly how the series is working. The very youthful one, the one for children in kindergarten, and that area of education is already out. Daniel Rose, these are Nusach Sfard and Nusach Ashkenaz for the youth sitter, correct?
Well, I have to correct you. It's actually Nusach Sfaradim, which is what we call Koren Edot HaMizrach. So Nusach Sfarad, which has a very large and wide market in Israel, has a much smaller market in America and in the diaspora. So we're not producing Nusach Sfarad. We're producing Nusach Sfaradim and Ashkenazim.
Understood. So that would go if we have neighbors who, I don't know, whose roots might be in Persia, for instance, or in certain parts of Israel, right?
Absolutely. And the large Syrian community and et cetera. And the Ani Tefila, also the Nusach Sfaradim edition, will be out within the next 2 months.
Okay, and right now the Ashkenaz is available.
That's right. That's correct.
And so both Dr. Daniel Rose and Rabbi Dr. Jay Goldmintz are with us. We are highly recommending this series, which has been launched in partnership with Yeshiva University and features all this innovative commentary and really a fascinating approach to tefillah. Daniel Rose, how does one decide what gets into a sitter that's meant for kindergartners? How does one decide which tefillot make the final cut and which may have to wait until the next series, the next stage of the series of Sidurim?
I'm pleased you asked that. I just had a Facebook interaction with a good friend of mine who was actually promoting the Ani Tefillah Sidur, and he said, "This looks wonderful," not actually knowing that it was mine. And then he said, "But you know what? Generally, the Sidur is too long. I think we'd benefit if we could cut some stuff out, and then we wouldn't feel bad about ourselves or the page turning. So let's abridge our Sidur." And he came up with a suggestion, which actually sounded very much like the children's Sidur, so I recommended that to him. But it's a difficult task to know how to edit the Sidur that has been handed to us by the Anshei Kesher Gedolah. We've called in some help. So as you said, Sidur series with Yeshiva University. So we asked Dr. Scott Goldberg there to assemble a team of editorial educationalists who came and we flew them over to Yerushalayim to sit in our offices, and we sat and we really brainstormed what the educational possibilities were for this project. And with that, we came up with a plan for all the different tefillot that would go into the four different Sidurim. We decided that the middle school and high school Sidur would be full Sidurim. And then the children's Siddur would be vastly abridged. And then the Siddur in between, the second Siddur, would be abridged between those two.
It'd be interesting to see the reaction among the Moras, the kindergarten teachers, the first grade teachers, to see if, in fact, anything was left out that they felt would be essential still for those ages. Not that I'm, God forbid, accusing you of doing a bad editing job. I'm sure a tremendous amount of thought went into this by the committee. But I'm so curious, once it starts to be used in the school, how they'll react to it.
Well, so you're obviously correct. And as the age-old adage goes, you put two Jews in a room, you get three opinions. You put two educators in a room, you get 27 opinions. And the difference is those educators are very quick to tell you exactly what they think. And we're already getting feedback, positive and some more troubled feedback about, well, in my school we do this filler, and how can you leave out this filler?
Right.
And why did you put that filler? So the truth is, you can't please everyone, but I want to actually highlight this point that we're really trying for this paradigm shift. And many schools will come to me And they'll say, well, in our kitabet, in our second grade, we do a full Shemona Esra.
Right.
Which sounds amazing, and
right.
It sounds wonderful. And
right.
I believe that my children growing up in Israel, where Hebrew is their first language, probably could cope with that. But the question is, do we want them to be doing a full Shemona Esra at the age of seven
right.
at the expense of the other aspects of school education? So we're really trying to ask teachers and schools and parents to say, is that the prime goal of our tefillah education? Is it fluency? Is it to get as many tefillot under our belts as possible? Or should we be going for something else? Is less really more in this case?
You're raising such an important point. And again, as somebody with children that age, I wonder about that all the time, especially because, thank God, our family continuously encourages more and more tefillot, learning things by heart, etc. But who knows if that's the ideal way of handling it. Daniel Rose, who did the illustrations for you in this Sidur?
So we found, we actually had quite an exhaustive search for an appropriate illustrator, and we narrowed it down to the illustrator. We found this very talented, wonderful lady called Binat Gilboa, an Israeli, local Israeli illustrator, who, from the first moment we started working with her, we realized that it was a great shidduch, because we needed not only a talented illustrator, but with someone that understood the vision behind the project, and someone that was willing to embark on this amazing, it was like a chavruta, where we would sit and we would analyze each page with the tefillah and decide what education could we get out of it. Because the illustrations for this siddur are not for aesthetic purposes. They're not to engage the child in just beauty. Each one is independently beautiful, but each illustration is an educational resource in itself, which is explained in the Educator's Companion.
Right.
And so I really asked her to really come up with illustrations that have messages and ideas and things that would inspire, and it was this amazing creative experience that we had with her.
Well,
it's very talented.
Yeah, when you say appropriate illustrator, boy, is that accurate? It's so perfect, these illustrations for this sitter. And not to knock the Shiloh sitter, because I don't think this was the case there, but I don't know if there was any special attention paid, but both boys and girls will feel comfortable with the way this sitter came out. I'm sure that was done intentionally.
Absolutely. Well, that was very, very important. Me personally, and then it was just a breath of fresh air that I found out that not only everyone at Cohen and Rinat Gibor herself, but also the guys from Dr. Gorbo from YU and the other educators on the committee, all really saw eye to eye, and it was very important from the get-go that this was a siddur for boys and girls. And as silly as it sounds, I literally counted to make sure there were as many boys as girls in each, as many girls as boys in each illustration. And it sounds ridiculous, but you know what? It was so important to us, because there's too many opportunities historically, let's say, for girls and for women to feel left out unnecessarily. So we weren't going to entertain that when it came to this project.
All right, excellent. It mentions here a comprehensive teacher and parents guide. How do people obtain that?
So it will be purchasable on our website very soon. But between you and me, any educator that purchases the siddur in an institution will get it for free. And I'm hoping that it will also be available in stores as well.
And we've seen teacher guides to, you know, different publications over the years. Anybody in education has probably seen many, many of them. Is this one done in a specific fashion? I mean, is there a lot of material? Is it a voluminous volume that gives the teacher many options? Or is it done in a specific way to help the teacher or parent, in a specific direction?
So it's not a curriculum. We should say that from the start. It's not a curriculum for a school. We're not in the business at the moment, until I convince my boss otherwise, to create curriculum.
Right.
But it is a guide to using the siddur, which I think is very telling, because it means that it's not just a siddur, but it's an educational resource. And this is a guide to help the educator and the parent to maximize the potential from the siddur. So it really explores each and every double page spread and everything that is on that page. It explores the tefillah text. It explores the illustration. And then we should also mention that on every page, there's one or two what we've called kavanot, which are normally like a speech bubble or a cloud
right. That
has a phrase, a reflective question, a quote. Sometimes it's a line of translation from the tefillah, and the educator's companion explains to the educator or the parent exactly how that can be used to inspire the child or to engage the child.
Unbelievable. Daniel Rose is series editor of the brand new Magerman edition of the Koren Educational Sitter Series. Jay Goldman is author of the brand new Magerman edition of the Koren Ani Tfila Sitter for Inquiring High School Students and Thoughtful Adults. Jay, how did you decide? I would assume that all the Jewish holidays, special days, etc., all included as any basic sitter would have in your sitter. Are you able to provide the type of commentary as you do for the regular weekday tefillot for those special days as well?
Yes, we tried to do it as much as possible. There were some reactions from educators out there, again, that the sitter did not meet the needs of their schedule or their hashkafa, their philosophy. There is, for example, material in here for Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom HaZikaron.
Right.
There are people who wanted more material for Chol HaMoed, for those schools that are open, or just for people who wanted to use it, and that will be coming out in the next edition. So we tried to tailor it as much as possible, and we'll continue to try to tailor it to as many needs as possible.
So if someone has, if an institution or a group has specialty needs, that's something you might be able to address in the future.
Hopefully it'll be comprehensive enough that we'll be able to address all needs.
The suggestions for enhancing one's kavana, and again, keeping in mind the high school student, is this is that section specifically from one historical figure or from one commentary, a specific direction or approach that was used in that section?
You're referring to the guide at the back?
Correct. Suggestions for enhancing one's kavana, where one could literally read about how they might be able to incorporate more kavana into the tefillah.
Right. So the problem of kavana is not one that's restricted to high schools. I think it's restricted.
I know, but I'm saying high school because that's what we have in mind in this project. That's all.
Actually, we have in mind high schools, but also, as you keep saying, for the thoughtful adult as well.
Right. That's
to say that there are a lot of adults out there who also have struggled with their kavana.
So even an 80-year-old will like this sitter.
Funny you should ask. You should say that. I had an 80-year-old who wrote me a letter saying that the Sidur changed her life.
Unbelievable.
That she was struggling in many ways with, personal things that were going on, and just reading through the Sidur, and I suspect part of it was that section on Kavanah at the back where some of the frequently asked questions that spoke to her. So the answer to your question is no, it doesn't reflect any one philosophy necessarily. I just tried to gather as many different sort of tricks of the trade that are recommended by Rishonim, Achronim, by Torah personalities, and others throughout the ages who have struggled with this in one way or another, and tried to put them all together for people who just need that shot in the arm every once in a while, or just need to think differently, or different suggestion for what to do a little differently from one day to the next or one week to the next, to change it up a little and make a difference.
Well, it's a great piece. In our final minutes with Daniel Rose and Jay Goldmintz, as we pay very close attention to the brand new Magerman edition, Koren Sitter for Children, and the Koren Sitter that's meant for the Ani Tfila Sitter that's meant for high school students and any adult who might find it, and many will find it helpful. Daniel Rose, you're the series editor, and we're very familiar with the Magerman family and their commitment to Jewish education. We've spoken about their Kohelet project. I hosted an event where they were recognized for their dedication to Partners in Torah, which all of us know is an amazing project. Do we have a reaction yet from the Magermans regarding what so far is two of the four pieces of this educational series?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough. I was in New York City last week launching the Sidurim at the IJED Educators Conference, and David Magerman came to be honored and to see what was going on. It was a pleasure to meet him and an honor, and in fact, because as you say, his vision
right.
is really the driving force behind this project. And I think he's thrilled, and we're thrilled to be in partnership with him.
Really amazing. And is there, aside from these four, which are dedicated to the, to tefillah in terms of, in terms of these different stages in life, so to speak. Is there anything else that goes into this educational series? I mean, does there need to be, I don't know, a special, you know, machzor for youngsters when it comes to the Amnorayim, or when it comes to the Shalosh Regalim, or when it comes to Hanukkah and Purim, a special sitter? Does that work its way in as well, or that's not necessary to think about at this point?
Well, as we've been exploring the vision, you know, the vision and the potential here, and we've been creating these amazing siddurim, I think all these ideas are rushing to us and feedback we're getting. So we've already set Rabbi Goldman to work on a Shabbat edition of the Ani Tefillah Siddur, which I think would be an amazing edition, which I'm hoping, as we do keep saying, this is really not just for the high school students. I had a conversation with a friend of mine at Shul who came to me. Also, he didn't know that it was the Siddur that I'd been working on. He said, oh, you work with Colin, would you bring me back this Siddur? It looks like amazing. I'm really excited to use it. And he said to me that his involvement in Judaism, he's a Baal Teshuva, and his involvement in Judaism has been very intellectual, and he's really felt missing on that spiritual side. And he could see that this Siddur was something that was going to contribute massively to his davening. And I got such nachas, I was going to email you. I will tell you now on air. This is what people are saying. So when it comes to the Shabbat edition of this, I'm hoping that there'll be shuls that will be forward-thinking enough to put it on their shelves together with the Kohen Sachs Siddur. So that's in terms of the of other versions of the high school, and perhaps, although I don't want to give Rabbi Goldman any undue stress right now, but perhaps Machzorim would be a great way to go as well. I think that there's amazing potential out there. And when it comes to the children's version, I'd love to produce a Haggadah in the same vein. I think that children Haggadah that looks similar to our children's Siddur would be an amazing addition to a little seder.
There's a lot of work to be done out there. By the way, Rabbi Goldman, it's not that you asked me for any suggestions, but I will tell you that if you do embark and accept this offer regarding the special Shabbat Siddur, I will tell you that I believe that no Siddur till this point has really given a great modern approach, or maybe modern approach is the wrong word, has given a great analysis for the young person today of each paragraph of Lecha Dodi, of each line of Anim Zmirot, and each paragraph of Kel Adod. Would you please keep that in mind as you embark on this project?
Your wish is my command, sire.
Daniel Rose, I hope I didn't overstep my bounds on that one.
Listen, just as long as it doesn't delay the project, we're fine.
Very good. Oh, you know what they would say? How long does it take to do something nice with Adam Zmirot? Come on. People don't realize how much work goes into these projects, I can tell you that much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been an absolute delight. Daniel Rose is series editor of the brand new Magerman edition of the Current Educational Sitter series. Jay Goldmintz is author of the brand new Magerman edition of the Current Ani Tefillah Siddur, which both of these are available. Check it out. As we mentioned, there's an Ashkenaz and Sfaradim edition on the which is already available on the youth sitter, on the sitter for the children, for the kindergarten age and around that age. The launch of the Koren Magerman Educational Sidurim signals a refreshing new approach to tefillah education in the school, home, and synagogue. The series consists of four different Sidurim, each appropriately designed for its developmental stage of the day school journey and beyond. The Magerman Educational Sidurim emphasize the critical foundations of reflection, connection, and learning, creating an impactful prayer experience that places God and the user at its center. The series is launched in partnership with Yeshiva University, and Daniel Rose gave a nice outline of how that a companionship, or partnership, I should say, led to some really great insight from the YU side into this project as well. We highly recommend it. What can we say? And I know that a lot of people, both at this network and through the radio, are planning on speaking more and more about these incredible volumes. So we highly suggest them, and you should check them out today. Daniel Rose, thank you so much for joining us. Mazal Tov. It really is, I believe, already viewed as a revolutionary series. And Chazak V'Amatz, it's just going to get better and better with this incredible contribution to the world of tefillah education. I thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Nachum. Really, thank you.
And Jay Goldmintz, I say mazal tov to you. I think this Ani Tefillah Siddur is going to enhance the tefillah of so many high schoolers, young adults, and as you mentioned with me earlier, even people beyond the senior citizen age. It really will be a wonderful way for people to enhance their tefillah. Mazal tov on the publication, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Daniel Rose and Jay Goldmintz, really amazing folks. Check it out. You'll want to see this. You'll be able to get a sneak preview of the Koren Children's Siddur. We'll be giving away copies on JM and the AM, so pay careful attention, as we'll be making that available to some of our listeners. And the Koren Children's Siddur and the Koren and the Tefillah Siddur is available out there already. I do remind you that our friends at Magid Books, an imprint of Koren Publications, is dedicated to bridging the dialogue between religious Israeli scholars and the American Jewish community. Magid Books authors include Rav Steinsaltz, Rabbi Binyamin Lau, and many more. Ask about Magid Books in your local Jewish bookstore, and certainly ask for all the brand-new publications from Koren, or there's a very easy way for you to shop from the comfort of your home or office, and that's go to korenpub.com. That's korenpub.com. And this publication that we outlined, which is a joint venture of Koren and Yeshiva University, or a partnership between the two, is available now. And again, we highly recommend it. You have been listening to Buy the Book here at the Nachum Segal Network in first run form. It is on the stream at NachumSegal.com and JMNAM.org every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Make sure to be tuned in every single week, both in a first run and in encore presentation form. And we will continue to bring you amazing authors and fantastic publications on a weekly basis, courtesy of our friends at Koren Publications, KorenPub.com, KorenPub.com, for information on anything we've discussed and all the great works that Koren brings to our community worldwide. I thank you for listening to Buy the Book, and I thank our friends at Koren Publications. And a big recommendation to get the Sidur Koren Liladim, the Children's Siddur from Koren, and of course the Anit Tfilah Siddur as well, the weekday Siddur for reflection, connection, and learning. Highly recommended by us right here at the Nachum Segal Network. ¶¶